I accept financial success. 我接受财务上的成功。您现在收听的节目是 Fly with Lily 的英语学习节目，学英语，环游世界。我是主播 Lily Wong。这个节目是要帮助你更好的学习英语，打破自己的局限，并且勇敢的去圆梦。Welcome to this episode of Fly with Lily podcast. 欢迎来到这集的学英语环游世界。我是你最最喜欢的主播 Lily。你是否梦想成为下一个成功的主播，或者是构建一个属于你自己的学英语环游世界的生活方式呢？这里是你摆脱焦虑，实现自由人生的起点。我们即将于8月13日开始的迷你退休营，将为你提供宝贵的资源和指导，让你在短短的6周内达成这些梦想。现在就透过我们的节目文本预定一个30分钟的免费咨询通话，了解更多详情并开启你的转变之旅，请参照我们今天的文本。准备好迎接属于你的自由人生吗？立即订阅我们的 podcast，让我们一起探索、学习、成长，打造一个充满爱、自由和丰盛的生活。好，节目一开始我们就一句这个肯定句来吸引更多的金钱丰盛。 I accept financial success。 这个我们要特别注意一下这几个字 accept 这个呢，它有这个 CC 两个 CC 哦，所以第一个 C 是发的轻音，第二个 C 是发 S 的轻音，为什么呢？因为它后面接了这个 E， 所以呢它们连在一起就变成 set。 I accept 后面有两个轻音是 PT 的声音，所以大家千万不要念成 accept， 这样子呢就因为口音太重反而导致很多误会。 accept 就是接受， financial 就是指财务上的。Financial Success 就是成功。 Success 这个字也要特别注意它的发音，它也是有两个 C 在里面，第一个是发 K， 第二个是它后面接着一个 E， 所以变成 Success。 I accept financial success 就是我接受财务上的成功。有很多女性呢她并不能接受财务上的成功，因为呢她就会觉得说这个是小时候给他带来的这个经验，可能这个爸爸妈妈会告诉他，你就好好读书就会赚很多钱啦，或者是说你就是好好工作，好好工作，找个好工作，找个好老公，嫁人了，哪有需要去赚更多的钱，所以就没有办法去接受自己财务上的成功。甚至有些人他可能现在的状况，其实大家的薪水都还蛮高的时候，他可能就有可能把这些钱都花掉了哦。他即使这个一个月赚3-4万块，在这些上海啊北京的大城市，那但是他一个月就不知道为什么这些钱花到哪里去，没存下来，他不能接受他财务上的成功。其实背后都会有一个这样子的信念思想，所以为什么我们要多去阅读这些肯定句，因为它可以帮助我们改变我们原有的这些限制性的信念。那如果当你可以就是全心的去接受这些财务上的成功的时候，你得到的财产呢你也比较容易去保留它，然后呢你甚至会很好的去利用它让钱生钱，甚至呢就是在这个你也比较容易去享受你的成功，会得到比较大的喜悦。 I accept financial success，跟我一起念三次。 I accept financial success， 我接受财务上的成功。 I accept financial success， 我接受财务上的成功。 I accept financial success， 我接受财务上的成功。好的，今天的这个播客呢就是像我们说的，上一集我们邀请的这个 Jamie Fay， 他是一个专门辅导7位数美金收入的这些 CEO 的领袖教练。那像她这样子又正在环游世界的那么会赚钱的女生呢，她肯定已经没有了那些金钱上 的限制性的或者是匮乏性的信念了。那在上一集的节目我们有听到他的梦想，他的梦想其实是希望可以拥有一座农场，可以来抚养他的家人啊，可以做一些很有意义的事情啊。那当然他要赚很多钱咯，那当然他要对这些钱他没有这个匮乏性或者限制性的信念。所以呢，今天呢我们就是聊聊天，因为这个聊天的内容呢就是全部都是英文的，但是你不用担心，因为这边呢我很好心的全部都把它翻译出来，所以如果你在听这个英文的过程中有困难的话呢，建议你可以看一下这个中文的文本，但是我这边会稍微介绍一下内容，所以你可能听的不会那么辛苦。那这边呢也提供给未来想要就是采访跟老外一起采访的人，怎么样子去带动这个整个这个就是说话的走向。那其实我在里面呢这个对话里面包含了这四个问题，我让这个 Jamie 来说 How did we meet? 我们怎么认识的。然后呢 Jamie 在聊的时候他就聊到一个这个特殊的 connection， 然后我就说 Let's talk about the connection we both feel， 就说我们来聊聊我们两个都感觉到的那个立即的有这个连结。通常在讲 connection， 就是你可能听到对方他做了一些跟你很相似的地方，这个就是 connection。 哦，我跟你在这方面还蛮像的，这个就是 connection。 我们可以说连接也好链接也好，就是有这种感觉，我们两个有相似的地方。 Let's talk about the connection we have。 然后呢这边呢还有就是我有问他旅行计划，因为这样子我也可以分享我自己的，我就说 Where are you going next？ 那你接下来要去哪个地方？然后呢接下来呢我就很好奇啊，因为他这么成功，然后我又是在路边认识他的，他为什么会愿意来我们的节目？所以我就请他来说一说为什么他要来我们的节目。所以我才发现说哦，其实呢他是真的很喜欢聊金钱的话题，甚至他辅导的这些就是 CEO 们其实他们常常也要就是聊金钱的话题，真的特别有趣。那首先我就先来讲一下他怎么回答这个 How did we meet 这个过程，就是我们怎么认识的，就是我们是在危地马拉的那个 San Pedro， 我正在一家咖啡厅一边吃饭一边工作的时候，他就坐在我的附近，然后呢他也是带着一个电脑然后正在吃饭正在工作。后来呢他就是因为要去上厕所嘛，然后他就跟我讲说我可不可以看一下他的包包。其实我那时候也尿急了，所以他说的时候我就跟他讲说诶，那等一下可能你也需要帮我看一下。I'll be the next one， 我就说等一下我也要去，他就可以帮我。结果我们藉由这样子互相帮助之后就开始聊起来，聊起来之后他就跟我讲说他也是 digital nomad， 就是数字游民。我就很兴奋啊，因为这个就是我说的 connection 嘛，因为我也是数字游民，而且我做了九年的时间，他跟我讲他才刚刚出来三个月而已，所以我就很兴奋想要跟他聊我的经验这样分享一下。接着呢他就跟我介绍他的工作的时候就让我眼睛一亮，因为那个时候呢我在危地马拉就是新注册了一个公司，准备开启我的咨询的这个事业。那时候我就在想说那我的听众他们到底要解决什么问题，我就发现他们有很多的就是有关金钱的卡点，所以那时候遇到他的时候我就觉得哦，老天爷好像特别把他送给我，就是呢让他来就是帮我们解决一下金钱的卡点，所以我就设计了20个问题。接下来呢就是他也有讲说他会接着去哪边，所以呢他其实是来这边就是做个小旅行，因为他签证呢在这个哥斯达黎加快到期了。然后他有讲到他的狗狗，他说他非常喜欢这个危地马拉，但是他狗狗正在这个哥斯达黎加给朋友照顾着，所以他必须要得回去。好的，那这边呢我就也问他说为什么他说 yes， 因为呢其实他做线上事业算是也蛮早的，只是他之前都是远距工作，就是他住在这个 Tel Aviv 就是这个 Israel 以色列的首都住了10年的时间。那段时间呢他就开始有做这样子的服务，所以呢他就是有讲说这个金钱话题本来就是非常喜欢。好的，所以呢我们就直接来进入这一个 谈话吧。
Hello, you are listening to Fly with Lily. Now I'm at the school that I'm studying Spanish in. It's called Corazon Maya. I've been here. I've been in Guatemala for 3 months, and this is my last week, and the Friday will be my birthday. And then actually I'm having such a busy week. I've been preparing my launch, and then I have a lot of questions about money. And then I accidentally just met this woman. I was just going to let her talk about how we met. And I think she's wonderful. She has this really warm energy. And actually, this is the second time we're recording this. And then she's so cool about it. And I just fell in love with her personality. And I just think it's the right thing to do. I had this such a strong intuition. I needed to invite her to the show. So let's welcome Jamie. Jamie,
hi.
How we met?
Yeah, so we met here in San Pedro in Guatemala, where you are, and I have been staying for just a couple of weeks. And we met in a cafe that I guess you frequent a lot, that you go to a lot.
But my favorite cafe, actually.
Okay, so that was just the second time I've been there. And we met because first I told you buon provecho when you got your food, which is like bon appetit, and you said gracias with like food in your mouth, which was cute. I made you laugh. Right? You were really sweet. And then later on, because I saw you had your computer and you were obviously working for yourself and you're nomadic, I asked you to watch my computer when I went to the toilet. And then you were like, I'm going to ask you later. So we had that little moment. And then later that day, we just started talking and getting to know each other. And yeah, we did definitely have, like you said, I don't know, this time or last time we recorded, an instant connection, like a really warm connection. And that's how we met.
Yeah, let's talk about that instant connection. It's because you told me that you just started digital nomading, and I was just like, wow, that's amazing, because it's quite trending nowadays. Like, almost like everybody wants to travel the world and make money at the same time. So 8 years ago, when I first started this, I didn't know about that word, digital nomad. And then, 5 years in, and somebody is like, telling me that you're a digital nomad. I was just like, what was that? And then probably about these 2 years, a lot of people like, saying that they want to do a digital nomad. And I was just like, oh, I've been doing that for years. And I was just like, I couldn't wait to tell you my experiences. And then it was right. And then you were about leaving, but you like left maybe 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we had such a wonderful connection, and then the conversation was great. A little bit sad that we're not here for long, because you are leaving on Saturday. I'm leaving on Sunday. Where are you going next?
Next, I'm going back to Costa Rica. So I was in Costa Rica for a couple of months. I've only been a digital nomad technically for a few months. Like this, I'm coming into my third month. So I'm really new at this. And my dog is in Costa Rica. So I came here just for a couple of weeks. I'm going to go back and get her. And I think I'm going to come back here. I'm not sure exactly when, but I really liked it here. If she was with me now, I don't think I'd be going back to Costa Rica.
Nice.
Not yet anyway.
Good. So after this trip, I'm going back to Europe. So I have this problem a lot of people want to have, which is like, I don't know where I should go. I have 3 places and they are all great options. Like one is Japan, they already booked the tickets. And the other two is like, should I stay in Iceland for a little bit longer? Or like, should I go back to Spain to practice Spanish more? So I have this problem.
Quite a problem, Lily. Yeah.
Yeah. And the reasons why I want to ask you to be on this podcast is because, like, when you introduced me about what you do for your job, you're like, I'm coaching 7-figure income.
CEOs.
Yeah. Like CEOs. And I was just like so impressed, because I was just like, a lot of people, they are like having this money issue. I don't think you have that, because if you are coaching them, you're probably already like over a lot of money traumas already. Yeah. So I think it's perfect for you to be on the show and share your experiences, especially a lot of my audience. They are wanting to travel the world like us. They want to have an online business. They want to be able to, like, not to worry about money anymore. But you are the expert, like, doing all these things. Like, I am as well, but I'm actually running into, like, some problem with, like, how to guide my audience to that. So you are, like, perfect. You're like godsend, the angel. So, thank you for that. Yeah. So, yeah. Why do you say yes to the show?
Yeah.
Because your time is so valuable.
Well, first, I said yes before we even said that we were going to talk about money. But I remember telling you when we were talking that, like, I have no problem talking about money. I think it's a super important topic. And as a woman, it's unique. It's getting more common. I see a lot more people in social media with this skill set to talk about money. But a few years ago, it wasn't. I was, like, the only person in, like, Tel Aviv talking about it. So I said yes because I think that this is the most inspiring and one of the most effective ways to help people is for them to hear real conversations and not looking for perfection, but just looking for, like, authentic answers and realness. And we're just all searching for connection. So for me, this is, we're all searching for connection. So for me, this is a really enjoyable, pleasurable way, like, to spend my time. And I believe that it will help people. And I have no attachment to that. It will also bring me prosperity. But I also believe that when we do things that are enjoyable for us, we're opening ourselves up to more prosperity.
Yeah, especially this is, like, the second time we're recording this. Yeah. So
so even double prosperity.
prosperity. And then to women as well, like, I often joke about this, like, my students will tell me about, like, how their days were affected because the husband was, like, making them a little bit uncomfortable, and then they would be like, they wish they have more money, they don't have to rely on men or something like that. I often joke about, like you should tell your husband, happy wife, happy life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
好的，本期的节目文本呢，中英文本全部都附在这个节目的简介里啦。那节目制作呢非常辛苦，虽然今天没有就是一个字一个字讲解，但是我也是一句话一句话翻译，然后又修饰看了好几遍。所以如果你想要给我们的节目多一点支持，想要给 Jamie 按赞的话呢，就请你不要吝啬给我们一个五星级的还是五颗星的评价都可以啦。然后呢，这样子呢，我们的节目就会一直的不停停留在排行榜上，让更多人呢一起踏上学英语环游世界的道路。我希望你们都有一个非常棒的一天。 Have a wonderful day, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow.